Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Welcome to Local Focus, WTZQ's Tuesday and Thursday program, where we learn so much about our various nonprofits in our area who help make sure that Henderson County is the greatest place in the world to live for not just some of us, but for all of us. And one of those nonprofits is Thrive. Kristen Martin is here with us with Thrive. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Also nice to have Tracy Groover, the new development director of Thrive. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us, too.
Thank you.
So, Bids and Blues, how many years now has it been for Bids and Blues?
8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's an awesome, awesome fundraiser that you guys have been doing for a while. And it's coming up again, right?
It is. It's Monday. This coming Monday at the Country Club.
I'd say it's coming up.
Yeah. Just around the corner.
So there's still room for folks to join?
Yes, absolutely. You can still buy tickets and come on. It's only $50 a person.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
You get a free beverage with your ticket, plus all the food you can eat. We're doing heavy hors d'oeuvres. It'll be really exciting. There'll be action stations for food this year.
Action stations. Yes. What does that mean?
Where the chef will actually be right there preparing in front of you.
Oh, wow.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Add a little element to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and typically Bids and Blues has been about music also. You've had some great performers. That same thing happening again this year?
Yes. Eric Cognon did a wonderful job of arranging our entire musical lineup for the evening.
Wow.
He's just phenomenal.
Yeah, he really is.
He does a great job for us. So he and his whole band will be playing outside under the tent for the evening.
Uh-huh.
And then people can choose to be inside or outside. We'll have food, drinks, obviously. A silent auction, which we have some great silent auction items. And this year we have something new called Impact Partners.
Impact Partners. Tell us about that.
So we're going to have a table set up and you can actually read about some ways that you can directly impact. Pick an envelope. So the envelope will say on it $6.25 to feed a clubhouse member lunch for a week, or $400 to fill somebody's oil tank for the winter, or, you know, $200 will pay for, let's see, now I have to do math in my head all of a sudden.
Oh.
Let me pick a different number.
Yeah, don't ask me to do that. I can't help you. I cannot help you on that one.
$15 buys unlimited transportation passes for a whole month. So different pieces of how we directly impact the clients that we serve, individuals that come, can go ahead and take an envelope, fill the need, or if they don't have it that night, they can take it with them, fill the need, and send it back in.
Well, that's a great idea.
We're excited about it.
It's a great idea because it does show, again, Impact Partners, it shows the immediate impact of those dollars and what that actually means for you.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. You know, it's really nice. Some people like to come and buy those silent auction items, and that's definitely a huge part of it. We want everyone to have a great time. We're all about wellness. We want our events to be about wellness, too. We want you to leave feeling good, but at the same time, sometimes it's really nice to spend money directly on an impact as well.
Sure, absolutely. So tell us, let's talk about the impact that dollars for this event would go to, not specifically your impact partners.
Sure.
Dollars for Bids and Blues will help Thrive do what?
Sure. Well, Tracy has been very busy. She's written about 11 grants because we're trying desperately to get rid of our housing wait list. We have way too many people on that wait list, and so the more money we raise, the better, because we'll be able to house families that are literally homeless. Which means they're more than just couch hopping.
So how are you able to do that? Because we talk about the affordable housing problem here in Henderson County. How is it? How do those dollars help? I mean, how does that work exactly?
Sure. So we're allowed to spend fair market value. So we have to do a lot of negotiating with local landlords. And we're allowed to do that in Henderson, Polk, Rutherford, and Transylvania.
Okay.
The family gets to decide where they want to live. So for example, we just housed a six-person household right on the line between Brevard and Henderson County, because we have a brand new landlord relationship.
Uh-huh.
He has multiple properties. He housed one of our other families a couple months ago in Henderson County. It's been going rather well. He called us and told us he had an opening. And so we pulled somebody off the wait list, and we'll probably overspend the grant that we have because there was an open unit and we didn't want to miss it.
Right.
And so we need those other donations to cover, because you don't want to lose out on a unit when you have it, because there aren't very many units to go around.
Wow. Wow. And so with a grant like this, and you find housing for, how long does that last? Just
sure.
Until the dollars run out?
Very strategic. Yeah. If we go just by the grants, then yeah, we do monthly projections, yeah. you know, to make sure that we hit, you know, spending as much of it as we can, but not to go over. But at the same time, that's why it's been great to add Tracy on board and yeah. for us to be able to do different, you know, not only apply for other grants, but to be able to add events and add people on as friends of Thrive and yeah. all those different pieces so that we don't have to worry so much about that. We can just help people.
Do you find that some of your clients just need help for a little while?
Yes.
And then if you could just get them through this rough patch, yes. then they'd be all right?
Yeah, we have a majority. Well, it's probably about half and half. We have half of them where it's a intermittent crisis. They lost a job, medical scare, you know, big vehicle repair, something like that, where they got behind on their rent and yeah. became homeless or a fire. And then we have another the other side of it where they have a severe and persistent mental illness or a long-term medical need, and they need longer-term case management to help them get through that.
Yeah. Wow.
So about half and half. And then the other, any other donations go to help support our clubhouse program.
And talk about the clubhouse program.
Yeah, it's a day program for adults with severe and persistent mental illness. And Medicaid dollars continue to go away. So for the most sick in our community that have uncontrolled bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, you know, hear voices, and, you know, might need to go to the hospital or might have legal interaction because of those symptoms, they can come to us for 30 hours a week. We're open on holidays and weekends as well. And that prevents them from interacting with law enforcement. Mm-hmm. No, there is not a single member at the clubhouse right now that has had another law enforcement interaction since starting. In addition to that, we have I think it was an 84% success rate that they don't go back into the hospital. There are a few that need to go back, but a large majority get stabilized.
Yeah.
But we can only bill Medicaid about $11 an hour for that. And so for us to have qualified staff there that can take care of those individuals and think about how much we're saving the community from not going to the emergency room, people not going to jail or the detention center, not returning to homelessness because they have that staff care. You know, that's the other reason that we raise money is so that we can help those people.
Wow. We'll get back to Bids and Blues here in just a moment. But Tracy Groover, let's chat with you just a little bit. New Development Director for Thrive. What is it about Thrive and the work that Thrive does that has you excited about what you're doing?
I really love the organization because they're helping some of the most vulnerable people yeah. in our communities.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just so important because these are people who really get, you know, like I've heard Kristen say before, these are people who've already slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
These are people who people don't necessarily want to help these people.
Right.
Because they're sick, because they have problems, because sometimes they don't look like they are trying to fix them.
Yeah.
You know, because mental illness is so hard.
Yeah.
Substance abuse, it's so hard. And people just, you know, they forget that these are people too, and they need help.
Or try to pretend that it's not there.
Right.
That's,
it's really easy to ignore the
yeah,
problem.
Yeah. And that's where Thrive steps in. And, mm-hmm. of course, what you're doing already making a huge impact for what mm-hmm. Thrive is doing. And I've been hearing about that. So let's talk again about how we can help make that huge impact. And that's by attending Bids and Blues, right?
Yes. Monday night at the Country Club, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $50. You can go ahead and do it on our website or call us, but you certainly can show up there as well.
And what's the website address?
It is www.thrive.com. Thrive4health.org.
Thrive4health.org.
You can also visit WTZQ.com, scroll halfway down in the middle of the front page and click on Thrive, or go to Facebook and type in Thrive4health.
And get those tickets. And you said we could get them at the door there too on Monday.
You
just
sure
in
can.
Case.
We won't turn anybody away.
Of course we won't. Of course we won't. If there are folks who are not able to get there on Monday, maybe they've got some other things, but they're hearing this and they'd love to try to do something to help make an impact, how can they do that?
Yeah, actually this fall we're going to be launching something we call Dream Builders, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a monthly giving program. So if you can't make it to the event and that sounds like something you'd like to do, whether you can do $10 a month or $100 $5 a month, whatever you can do, you will help build dreams for the folks that we're trying to serve.
Wow, fantastic. Would you come back and let's talk about that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Kristen Martin, Tracy Groover with Thrive. Thank you so much. Bids and Blues is coming up this coming Monday, 5 to 8.
5 to 8.
At the Hendersonville Country Club.
You got it.
Tickets are only $50, and you get all that entertainment and all that great food for that.
It'll be a fun night.
And you make a huge difference in the community. Thank you, guys. Brian, thank you so much for
thank
your help
you.
As well. That's Thrive. It's Thrive, the number 4health.org to find out how you can be a part of Bids and Blues and join them this coming Monday night and make a difference here in our community. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on theCUBE.